Creating a vignette on our photos in Photoshop is really easy to do, folks. This is really cool. And this is by high request. I just want to know everybody, okay? So let me show you how to do this, and let me go ahead and give you an example. Here we go. This is a photo here. It's the same photo, but it has a vignette shape, and it's softened around the edges and has a nice oval shape that gives it that nice portrait-type look. And then here's another one. It's the same thing, but the background is white. So that kind of has more of a, you know, like more of a romantic, soft look to it. I'm going to show you exactly how to do this in Photoshop. I'm going to go ahead and minimize these. Okay, first thing, we need to decide the shape of our vignette. Like, what's the shape going to be? What type of shape? And so come right over here to the toolbar, and click on one of the click on the selection tool here and pick one of the selections here. We have a rectangular marquee tool and we also have an elliptical marquee tool. I'm going to select the elliptical marquee tool and then go ahead and just start out by drawing a oval shape on my photo just like that. And I'll go ahead and click in the middle of the selection and just center that a little bit right there. Then next I'm going to right click on the PC, and that is control click on the Mac, and that's right click on the PC, and go ahead and do that, and your little menu will pop up there, and we can come down here and transform the selection, and this will allow us to get it just right here. I'm just going to go pull out the side here, get this side out a little bit, and pull the bottom down. There we go. So we get a nice fitted portrait in there with this size. There we go. That's looking pretty good right there. I like that. And to confirm that transformation, there's several ways we can do it. Easy way is just to double click inside of that selection, and that'll confirm that. Next, come right up here to select and inverse that selection. Okay, so we're selecting all the areas outside of the actual area that we want to see. And so after this, come right up here to select, down here to feather. Feather will allow us to smooth the edges, smooth the selection. I'm going to enter in a 15 pixel size radius pixel feather there, and it looks like it's already set, so I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Next, what I want you to do is I want you to hold down the Option key on the keyboard. Okay, and that is the Alt key, and come down to the bottom of the Layers palette and click on this Create New Fill or Adjustment Layer button right here. And a little menu will pop up, and I want you to select Levels, okay? And this will allow us to create an adjustment layer. And when the new layer dialog comes up here, I want you to check this little box right here that says Use Previous Layer to create Clipping Mask. I want you to click that or check that right there. Then go ahead and click OK, and you'll see the levels come up right here. Okay, so to do our effect, I want you to come down here where it says, this is the output levels, down here, what I want you to do is drag these two sliders, okay? And just go ahead and I'm gonna drag this white slider here just to the left, and look what happens. So the background starts to get dark, and we still have that nice oval vignette shape there. Look at that. Well, let me show you something else. I'm gonna go ahead and drag that back to the right there all the way. Then I'm going to grab this black slider right here and move that towards the right, and look what happens. It does a complete reversal. So it doesn't necessarily dark it or give a black background, but we can add more of a white light background, or we can actually just keep moving it all the way to the right, and the whole background will be just plain white. So look at that. Isn't that cool? So that is how we can do vignetting in Photoshop, okay? But let me show you something else. Since we created an adjustment layer, okay, over this photo, I can go back anytime to the levels and make an adjustment anytime. So we're never just stuck. We haven't permanently changed the layer at all. We've only added an adjustment layer, and that's why adjustment layers are so great, is I can come back anytime. I can double-click in this spot right here where we see the image adjustment, and the levels command will just pop right up on the screen. And then I can go ahead and change, you know, make an adjustment. I can move this back over here and then move the white slider if I wanted to change that back to a black background. I can do whatever I want. So there you go. That's how you do it, folks. And so I'm going to go up here and click OK. And I think I'll just go ahead and print that out and maybe put it in a frame or something. There you go. That's how we do vignetting in Photoshop. We'll see you later.